Andy?
Yes, Mr. Brennan.
This resolution they passed, they do not, the Congress, it makes it a partisan thing, makes a Democratic president make the finding. It lets Republicans off the hook completely and puts it all right in my lap.
I agree.
And it's a mean partisan thing. Dave Ginsburg said it's ward politics, a cheap New York ward politics at worst. That's what he told Edelman, Bobby's assistant. They've got Randolph, which I cannot understand. And they got Pell, which I don't know what's wrong with.
I don't know what happened to Pell. I thought he was worried on.
He's been with them all along, and so is Randolph. The vote was a tie vote. We just didn't do our homework. All of us were lazy and just didn't get it over to them because there's no reason in the world to lose a fellow like Randolph on something like this. Now, I'm going to, I guess, look at it. My inclination is I think you all ought to talk to Abel and see if he and the rest of the steelworkers have no influence at all with people like Clark and Randolph. I'm surprised they told me that Abel had sent Clark a long wire and that Clark was pretty pro-labor.
Well, that's what
he engineered this, so he wrote in it at the direction of the president. Looks like he wants to defeat every Democrat running.
I agree with you.
When I ordered this, the poor devil in Omaha, Nebraska, or the poor fella in upstate New York, Resnick or somebody, all a Republican's got to do is say, your president drafted a man. He tried to break the strike. He's an anti-labor. And a Republican can say that. He'd get all the businesses' votes and all the labor votes, too.
I agree with you.
They just make a whipping boy out of me. Now, if the Congress did it, it's not a coward. If it wants to do it, I don't think it ought to. But if it's going to do it, it ought to be cowardly. It ought to do it. It ought to.